Good evening and welcome to Living Life with Good evening and welcome to Living Life with Pastor Carolyn Henderson. We're so glad to have you here with us tonight. Our guest is Pastor Valerie Burrell, the founder of Empowerment Place Ministries here in Richmond, Virginia. We have asked her to come on tonight. She is planning a summit in Plainfield, Virginia. We want to welcome you, Pastor Burrell. We want you to come and speak to the people. Hello.
Amen. Amen. Pastor, thank you so much for allowing me to be here with you this evening. I am certainly excited and can very easily share with you concerning what the Empowerment Place is going to be doing this week with our summit. We are truly excited.
Amen. We would like for you all to get out paper and pencil because you might want to take some information down that Pastor Burrell will be sharing with you. Pastor Burrell, would you share some information with them about you, yourself, your husband, and Empowerment Place Ministries and the summit and what it is all about?
Absolutely, absolutely. The Empowerment Place is a ministry that the Lord birthed in me about 4.5 years ago, because of the different trials and tribulations and traumas that I faced in life and I was able to overcome, God said, I want you to have a ministry where you can instill in people the Word of God, which are the keys, and allow them to see what I've done in you and to know that because I have no respect of person, what I've done for you, I can also do for them. So that's how Empowerment Place was birthed. When I first began, I did just the Blog Talk Radio, and it was a blessing to me. It was very new, but I knew that I had to get my sound out, and I had to begin to make an impact on lives as God has done for me. So we did that for a while, and as we began to pick up momentum, and people were listening and being blessed by the broadcast, we then started to do gatherings. And we were doing them maybe once a quarter, gathering at local churches. In Richmond, Virginia, we've done them, and we've been in Williamsburg. We've been in King and Queen, Virginia, just going to different churches and gathering together. At that point, just women coming together with one mind, being on one accord, serving God, and allowing God to speak to us so that we might be restored, so that we might be healed, so that we might forgive others as God has forgiven us. And that was wonderful. It was wonderful. I was excited. It opened up some opportunities for me and for the Empowerment Place. Behind that, I'm getting the exposure in different audiences. God allows me to travel to Africa. I went to Tanzania and was there and able to speak to individuals and actually see impact being done with Empowerment Place. And so that whole trip sort of changed my life and my mindset about everything that I was doing here in the States, because I was with the people who were so humbled but yet so thankful for every little thing. And I said, God, here these people are giving you praise, worshiping you, giving their all, and they have meager arrangements for living and clothing and that type of thing. And we here in the United States, who pretty much have whatever we desire, whatever our pocket can afford, we are not giving to God that same fervor and that same fire. So when I came back from Africa, I sort of turned it up a little bit, and I became more vigorous in reaching out. I began to do some teachings at transitional homes for people who were homeless, those who were drug addictions, different things of that nature. I would go into those places and do settings with those individuals. One of the transitional homes allowed me to come in and do some one-on-one coaching with some of the people who were just coming in to get them sort of grounded with a plan to succeed after they move from this place. So that's been my heart, and that's been my driving force. As of late, God blessed me with the most wonderful husband in the world, my husband, Benny. So we have been married now a little bit over a year. And once we got married, God said, now take this time and focus on being a wife. And I said, okay. I didn't argue with them because I knew the importance. Having been married before, I knew that what God had done this time was good for me. And so I sort of stepped back and I just let him pour into me and I poured into him. And we sat under great leaders, Apostle and Pastor Henderson. And God blessed our union in such a tremendous way. When it came close to our anniversary, almost being over, God said, now I need you to relaunch. And I was like, God, what do you want? He said, I need you now to relaunch. He said, but when you go back out to do this ministry, it's not just you, it's not just women, but it's now you and your husband, and you minister to the whole man. You minister to the family as a unit, and you go and make the impact. So I was like, okay, God, all right. And again, because of our leadership, they were there to aid us in relaunching the Empowerment Place Ministries in January of this year with such a tremendous move of God. And it sort of catapulted some things to get us to this place now. Right now, we are planning a summit this weekend, this Saturday, actually. And it's around the scripture, Ephesians 4:16. It says, from him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. And what God said is God builds us to work together.
Amen.
He builds us to work together. So that's going to be our main theme when we come together on Saturday for this summit. God said he needed each of us to understand that we have purpose, each of us to understand that we have a place in him. We have a divine assignment in the earth. And as long as we can work together, everybody stay in their lane because they understand their purpose, then we can do extreme things in the kingdom of God.
Exactly.
And he said some of the things that we're going to have to deal with are, first and foremost, people don't understand their purpose. They don't understand why they're here. They know they have a title. I'm a pastor, I'm a minister, I'm a deacon, I'm a trustee, I'm a teacher. But what's your purpose?
Amen.
So we're going to deal with that a little bit to try to get people to understand their purpose first.
Amen.
Once they understand their purpose, we want to talk to them about, now how does your purpose fit where you are?
Yes.
Because a lot of us embrace our purpose, but we're out of place.
Exactly. So the summit, basically, what I'm hearing is that it's open to men and women, and it's for men and women from all walks of life. It's trying to bring a balance to people in general, in the family, in the home, in the church, in the marketplace. It sounds like it's going to have an impact on persons who really may not know where they fit. We have people that come to the church, they don't know what ministries they belong to or how to function in the church. So I'm thinking that this summit is going to be a blessing for anyone that attends because it will open up people's eyes to where God really has destined them to be. So many times people come to church and so many people have said they've been called to ministry, but they don't really understand the call of ministry or where they are assigned to be at and what they're supposed to be doing. So it sounds like this empowerment summit is going to be a blessing to those who might be struggling with what's their ministry, what are they supposed to be doing, fitting together with other people, because a lot of people don't understand the difference. Some people are not as friendly as others, so some people have problems identifying with other people in the church. So it sounds like this is going to be a birthing place for people who are trying to find out who they are and where do they fit.
Well, Pastor, that is our desire. In the past, whenever we've come together, with the Empowerment Place, God has blessed us with tremendous settings because we don't go out seeking after a crowd. We want people to come who are earnestly seeking truth and earnestly seeking relief or whatever the case may be. We desire people to come that are really after God and really want to fulfill purpose. So, yes, as you stated, I've sent this invitation out to those in the church. I've sent this out to those in the marketplace as well, because each of us has a role in building God's kingdom. And so when we learn to work together, if I do what I do and you do what you do and we connect up, then we can make a greater impact. But if I don't know what I'm supposed to do and I'm in somebody else's lane, then I'm just causing chaos, and God's not in that.
Exactly. So we really want to reach out to everyone so everyone will get what they need when they come to the summit. Can you tell us, if possible, some of the subjects that they might be discussing or what they might be getting involved with?
Absolutely. At the summit, I will be teaching, as the Lord leads, regarding the building blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Because as God is building us, we have to know, you know, as a child, you remember your blocks. They were square and they had numbers and letters and they had texture and a lot of different things about the building blocks. And so God wants me to share concerning the building blocks and how it's necessary for blocks to come together in order for something, a structure, to be built. One
Absolutely.
Block by itself is not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be sharing that. One thing about our summit, we have people in place to minister. And
mm-hmm.
so with the fundamental teaching that will come about the building blocks, behind that, and while that's happening, lunch is being prepared, because we're going to feed you at the summit, good food at the summit. And then we're going to have some impartation, and we're going to have prayer. And depending on how people flow in, we have men, my husband, Apostle Henderson, Pastor Johnny Brown, and others will be there to speak into the lives of our men, as is Pastor Carolyn and other women there to speak into the lives of women. So it's an opportunity that as we're having a corporate teaching, that if you need to step off and just have some one-on-one time with those who are anointed and appointed to speak into your life, that's also available.
Amen. Amen. I'm so excited about the building blocks, because so many people don't build a strong foundation and everything gets shaky. So hoping that people will really embrace the teachings and the time of prayer and impartation. And some people coming may be healed or restored back to
yes.
where they originally supposed to be. I hope that coming to this summit will have such an impact on people that they'll become stronger, they'll become more unified. So many times we've lost trust and faith in church and people, that people are actually trying to find someone that's really real. And I can say that the empowerment place is trying to do the real work of the kingdom. And we see the benefits of this ministry and the impact that it will have on people if they will avail themselves to come and receive from those that will be teaching and praying for them and even
Amen.
Speaking with them in private. Amen. So
Amen.
Can you tell us some more about your ministry? What are you planning on doing
sure.
coming forward?
Ha! Well, you know, I thank God, Pastor. Currently, I am finishing up my master's degree in counseling with a specialization in human behavior, and I've already started another curriculum to become a licensed Christian counselor. So with the Empowerment Place, because some people say, are you a church? Are you a ministry? What are you? We are a work, and that's the best way I can put it. We are a work
Absolutely.
For the kingdom. We do the summits, we do gatherings where we do minister and sing and do praise dance and all of that. And then I'm doing counseling. Right now my husband is also working on building a security consultant business. It's just in both of us to want to help and direct and speak into the lives of others. So with the different counseling that we do premarital counseling as it is, I do grief counseling, We do adjutant trainings. We do security assessments. We do prayer boot camps. And as we are growing and God is getting some things in place for us, it is our desire in the near future to have space where the empowerment place can actually set up and allow people to come in if they do need counseling or conversation or consulting, that we will be in place to serve them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's so meaningful because there's so much going on. And we find that people who are having problems, we find that people are not grieving properly. They feel so many people who, especially leaders, when they have a loss or when something happens suddenly, they don't have the proper steps to grief and to mourning. So many times leaders are pushed out front of their families and they feel like they have to be the Superman and the Superwoman for their family members, that they really don't grieve or mourn properly. Sometimes we can just have challenges that leaders don't really have the opportunity to express their challenges to someone that can really talk to them and counsel them or give them advice, so to say, in how to handle problems. There is so much that is needed today in the kingdom and in the church that I believe God is raising up people who desire to fulfill the real kingdom assignment in the kingdom of God. We've gotten into some other things that are really not involving building the kingdom. So I
Amen.
Think that what's happening is that God is turning things around and bringing us back to the original assignment
intent
that he has
Amen.
Given to the
yeah,
church
yeah.
The intent to help the leaders, because if leaders are hurting, they can't help their sheep. And if the
Amen.
Sheep are hurting, they can't go out and help other hurting sheep. And
Amen.
I have always heard a saying, hurt people hurt other people.
Hurt people. Yes.
And so we see so many hurting people, even with the things that we see on the news and on TV, we see so many hurting people that there's a place for this everywhere. People are just they have mixed emotions and everything is not right and everything is not for everybody. But we pray that
Amen.
This summit will be something that those that are listening and those that have saw the announcements in different places of media, Facebook and Twitter or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that they will avail themselves to come on Saturday and just, you know, sometimes it's just good to go see.
Amen.
To be in the company
Amen.
Of other people. Sometimes we shut our own selves off, and God is trying to bring us forward. So I would say that this summit is going to be a blessing to people. We are praying for the summit now that God would come
Amen.
In and use those that he has assigned and that you have asked to be there, and that it will be an atmosphere conducive for restoration and healing and just people being set free and coming away with a new mindset, a new way of thinking and living for the kingdom of God, and actually be empowered. Amen?
Amen. 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 You said something very key, Pastor, and this is something that's on our heart. You know, being in the church, when it comes to things like grief, and even with our problems, we're so religious in our thinking that, you know, if somebody's hurting, you say, well, child, weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. Okay, yeah, I know what that word says, but and I trust God. But right now I'm feeling some things that need to be dealt with. And
yeah.
So we have to be careful because we're so quick to brush it off and put the word on it, but we are still humans with feelings and emotions. And when our emotions aren't properly dealt with, sometimes we become volatile. We're just a cannon ready to explode.
Yeah.
So one thing I can appreciate about what God has done in me and now working through me is that we allow people and leaders to have a safe place, a place of love where they can express, see themselves, and then God can pour back into them to restore them. Because
yeah.
it's true. We have too many people, and especially leaders that are hurt. And they have
exactly.
nowhere to go. They have nobody they can talk to. I mean, you can say, yeah, doc, so-and-so, but you don't know if you really trust doc enough to tell doc what you're going through.
Exactly.
So I'm grateful that God has given this ministry to us to be the ears, to be the listening ear, and to
Amen.
Then offer you biblical guidance to get back to your safe and healthy place in God.
Exactly, exactly. And I like the point that you raised is that so many times we shared on yesterday, we've become so traditionalized and denominationalized that everything that we say someone has something religious or something deep that they want
mm-hmm.
to add to it, when really
mm-hmm.
it might not be the time. They just need help. They just
yes.
they don't
yes.
need somebody quoting the Bible to them, or you know, we need somebody to embrace us and say, you know, look, we understand that you're going through something, but help them step by step to overcome
yes.
the challenge or the test that they may be found in at that moment, and really just need someone. You know, I heard a friend of mine says, she said, sometimes when people come and they said they need somebody to talk to, are you listening while they are talking, or are you talking while they are talking? And
yes,
that's
absolutely.
What the problem is. We need someone to listen, and we need to ask God to help us to
yes.
stop talking with other when other people come to us and want to talk. We have to give them a place of safety, a place of listening, and sometimes
mm-hmm.
we don't have to have the response.
Amen.
Sometimes
Amen.
They may not want a response. And so I'm believing that this summit is going to be a place where such things can take place.
Amen.
And that people will be safe and people will feel free. And I believe that God is going to create such an atmosphere that people who come will be blessed by just this day of this summit,
Amen.
You know, being held by the Empowerment Place. So give us some information of how or where or what
absolutely,
we need to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're fortunate. I have wonderful people. Pastor Linda is a covenant partner with the Empowerment Place. She has her own ministry, but she has opened up her home. She has a nice home in King and Queen, Plainview, Virginia, off the beaten path, about a mile's walk to the river. So we do. We walk down to the river sometimes and just listen to the waves. But it's being held this Saturday, March 19th, 2016, starting at 10 o'clock a.m. The address is 700 Tucker's Road. That's 700 Tucker's Road in Plainview, Virginia, 23156. Now, because we are going into their home, we don't want to overpower. We have space that's limited. So if you're interested in being a part of this summit, I ask that you would give me a call at 804-301-7221. Again, 804-301-7221. Give me a call or email me at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. Now, if anybody's on the line that's a Facebook friend, hit me up on Facebook, and I can give you additional information and directions if you want to be a part of this summit. I'm grateful to God. When we do these gatherings, we don't ask people to pay a registration or anything of that nature. We feel that we can give this to you. And if God speaks to you to bless, then, of course, we'll receive. But we just want to be in a position to pour into the lives of those who are seeking a solution. And I believe that God has given us the capacity to help you at the Empowerment Place.
Amen. So, again, we want to take this time to invite you to the summit on Saturday, March the 19th at 10 a.m. It will be held at 700 Tucker's, T-U-C-K-E-R, apostrophe S, Road in Plainville, Virginia. You can reach Pastor Burrell at 804-301-7221, and you can email her at empower_yourself burrell@yahoo.com. Pastor Burrell, we certainly want to thank you for being here tonight. We want to thank God for the opportunity of interviewing you. We thank God because you have empowered us by showing us and giving us this opportunity to be on Blog Talk Radio. And we want you to come tonight to explain to the people what the summit was all about and what's going to be going on. So I don't know if we have any callers that have any questions. If you have any questions at this time, what do they need to do, Pastor Burrell?
Press 1.
You can press 1, and if you have a question, we can see it, and she will answer your question. If not, we're going to prepare to close in prayer.
Amen.
We're going to bring her husband on to Blog Talk Radio. Brother Burrell is a school security officer, and many people don't understand what's going on in the schools. And so we're going to have him come on next week and give parents. We want everybody to tell parents and to come on to the Blog Talk Radio show next week. We're going to have Brother Burrell here. We need to know what's expected, what's going on, why do we see the police officers and the security officers in school? What's their role? Why are they there? We want to empower people. We hope to bring, with this broadcast, balance to the home, to the family. We hope to have impact everywhere that we go, not just at church, but we want to impact lives everywhere we go. So again,
Amen.
Pastor Burrell, we thank you for coming. We look forward to hearing from your husband. And we pray right now that you would ask God to bless the listeners tonight and bless this program. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. I certainly enjoyed it. And for those who are interested, please reach out. We would love for you to come and share with us. Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together by broadcast, and we thank you for those that have signed on tonight. I pray that their hearts have been touched, their minds have been touched and moved and rewired and reset. I pray that they have been lifted just listening to the information. We pray that you would bless them as they travel to their different places of destination. Lord God, we ask that you would bless the Empowerment Place Ministries, Pastor Valerie Burrell and her husband, and all that are involved. Bless the home. Bless the summit site, Lord God, and those that shall impart and deposit in the lives of those that shall attend. Lord God, make us the better to empower others. Help us to lift somebody else, Lord God, from a place that we may have been. Father, help us to let them know that challenges are opportunities for God to work in their lives. Tonight, we thank you, Lord God, for this broadcast. We thank you for this opportunity. Most of all, we thank you for your woman servant and the ministry that you have given unto her hand. We thank you for the assignment of those that are listening tonight. May they know where they belong tonight. May they understand the call, oh God, and the hand of God in and over their lives, their homes, and their children and family. Father, we thank you for this opportunity in Jesus' name. Pastor Burrell, would you like to tell our listeners something before we hang up tonight?
No, I just encourage you, along with meeting Pastor Carolyn on Monday nights, the Empowerment Place is also on Blog Talk Radio Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock with a relevant kingdom teaching. So we ask that you would join us Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock a.m. Using your keys broadcast. God bless. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. We thank God for the broadcast using your keys. Most of the time we are in transport, but we know we have heard the broadcast. We come back and we listen, and it's a blessing, amen, to sit down and to listen to the different things. And Pastor Burrell is doing so much. She's having impact on other young ladies and other ministries, and she has people on her Blog Talk Radio show sharing some information that will be a blessing to you, not only in your church and in your church ministry, but in your life at
Amen.
Home with your family. So we pray that you will get the opportunity to call in and to listen to her relative program on Sunday morning, relevant program on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. Amen.
Amen.
We want to thank you for calling in Living Life with Pastor Carolyn, and we thank thank you for calling. God bless you all.
Amen.